Okay, folks, let's make a start. Really nice to see everybody here. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope that everyone got on okay with the waiting room and that people have been in before they get in. It just makes a better security situation and hopefully enhances the general share. I hope everybody had a good Yom Kippur. I wish everybody Gemara Tov, good Yom Tov, good Akvittel, Pitkatava. There's so many things that people say at this time of year, depending on what your particular stream is. But hopefully things are getting ready for Sukkot. It is going to be a strange kind of Sukkot, just like it was a strange kind of Yom Kippur. But we'll talk a bit more about that, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the next few minutes. First of all, I just wanted to say that we're very, very pleased to have two sponsorships for today's shiur. So thank you very much to them. I'd like to just mention who they are. The shiur is sponsored today by Mrs. Rachel Steiner. Thank you, Mrs. Steiner. I see Mrs. Steiner there. Always good to see you. In memory of her father on his 27th yahrzeit, her father, Dr. Ernest Friedman, was a family physician in New York after he had to flee now to Germany, and he exemplified a life of Torah and Derech Eretz. He died in Yerushalayim on a visit here on Erev Sukkot. He was buried in Har Menuchos. It should be an aliyah for his neshama, Rabbi Yisrael Meir ben Harav Yaakov. And please God, it should be, as I said, an aliyah for the neshama. And thank you very much for the sponsorship. Very much appreciated. And the shiur is also sponsored by Rabbi Azrael and Chaya Hoyman, in memory of their parents, Mrs. Chava Hoyman, Aleha Sholem, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim, Mrs. Devora Hilsenrath, Aleha Masholem, Be'ezrat Hashem, their neshama should have an aliyah as well. Thank you for the sponsorship. We really, really appreciate it. If anybody is interested in sponsoring the shiur, then they can be in touch with Mrs. Spivak, who will be very happy to work that out with you. So again, thank you to Mrs. Steiner, and thank you to Family Hoyman on the sponsorship. A couple of announcements just going forward, just so that we're all on the same page. Next week is Chol HaMoed, in case you didn't realize. There will be no shiur next Wednesday. But the week after, straight after Chol HaMoed, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will restart 2 weeks from today and go forward from there. Normally in November and December, I'll be jetting around the world trying to find students for next year for my seminary. This year, I won't be jetting anywhere but between here and the Makolet. And so hopefully we'll find students a different way. But that doesn't mean I can spend more time with you folks, which is hopefully a good thing. Finally, just for today, again, just an announcement about the technology. My camera is being a bit strange. If I freeze, please don't leave. I will be back with you very quickly after I've frozen. Hopefully, if I freeze, it'll be at least in a good position. But let's move on with the shiur. I'm going to just put the sheets again on the chat, because a few more people came onto the shiur in the meantime, so that everybody has access to those sheets if they want them. There they are, going up one more time. Hopefully, everybody should have them now. Okay, so I've called today's shiur Simcha and Ahava in an Anxious World. And this is a topic that we've never spoken about before. I know I say that pretty much every time. There's so many things to talk about. But this is what some of my favorite sources are wrapped up in this topic. We'll see as we go through them, because many of the issues that we've dealt with over the last 185 shiurim have been interfaces between halacha and hashkafa, where there are halachic issues, but the hashkafic matrix decides how we apply them. This is a different kind of overlap. Here today we're talking about a halachic issue, which is also intrinsically a deeply hashkafic issue. The two absolutely go together. And we'll see that these issues we're talking about today are very much the bedrock of the Rambam's Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam starts off his magnum opus on halacha and the Mishneh Torah, and he says, I can't start to teach you the details of halacha, Shabbat and Kashrut and Tefillin and Mezuzah and all of those things. I can't go there until I first go through Yesodot HaTorah, Yesodei HaTorah. And therefore he goes through, in the first book of the Mishneh Torah, all of the fundamental principles which a Jew has to understand in order to function in mitzvahs at all. And we'll see today that we want to talk about Simcha. It's not easy for me to talk about Simcha for two reasons. First of all, there is not a Hasidic bone in my body. I have no background in Galicia. I'm a Litvak through and through, by training and by heritage. And you know the old joke that the Hasidim say mitzvah gedola liyos b'simcha, and the Litvaks say simcha gedola liyos b'mitzvah. It's a different focus. So that's one reason why simcha is not a topic that is necessarily always at the front of my mind. But secondly, for anyone who's English, you'll appreciate this. I come from Yorkshire, which is a place in the north of England where everybody is notoriously miserable. Why exactly that is a good question. I'm not getting into the background for that now, but as someone that comes from Yorkshire, being happy is an avoider. And therefore, it's good for me to do this year. It's good for us to focus, and it's good for me specifically. But, and I would make this general introduction, this is also part of our tshuva. Let's not forget, sometimes we forget and we think of tshuva as an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippur focus. And when we finish with Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, that's out of the way, let's have a little bit of Sukkot. And that's not true. Sukkot is very much a Chag of Tshuva, and the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, he has a crescendo through the halachas to Hilchas Tshuva at the end, where he talks about this mitzvah that we're talking about today. So the mitzvah of Avat Hashem is focused on in the 10th Perek of Hilchas Tshuva. Often people never get that far. They get as far as the first four or five prakim, already get to Yom Kippur, okay, finished. Let's not do that. Let's look at the 10th chapter as well, and let's look at Ahava and Simcha, as I said, in an anxious world. So let me share the sheet with you. As I said, some of these sources are my personal favorites, and therefore let's have a bit of fun over the next 55 minutes looking through them together. So first of all, let me point out a little gem, which is tucked away and buried in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, in a place that you wouldn't expect it. In Hilchas Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav. The Rambam lumps them together in the Mishnah Torah. In Hilchas Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, he finishes off talking about the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkot. And at the very, very last halacha, he goes off in a direction that you did not expect. Let's have a look with me. We'll read this quite quickly. This will get us in the mood for Sukkot, and hopefully, even though we might not be dancing too much, we can dance on our own. You can dance on your own in the house. You can dance with your family in the house if they're there. Dancing is something that doesn't require lots of people. Let's have a look together. Afal tisha kolamoya does mitzvah lismoch b'hem. Even though there is a mitzvah to be besimcha, we're going to define what that is, on the moedim, on all the moedim, we'll talk more about that soon. B'chagas sukkot haitam amikdash yom simcha yitera. There was an extra level of simcha on sukkot shenema, v'samachtim lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivat yamin. 7 days of simcha. V'keitzed hayoisim. What did they do? Erev Yom Tov Rishon, on the Erev Sukkot, which is Friday this week, Hayu Mataknim Amikdash Makom LaNashim LaMala ULaNashim LaMata. They put up an Ezrat Nashim, they put up a gallery for the women, and downstairs for the men. Kidei Shelo Yitaravu, so they wouldn't mix Elu Im Elu, and of course you'll be familiar, there's a whole history that they tried this, they tried that, this worked, this didn't work, eventually they went for a balcony. Umatchilin nismach mimotzi Yom Tov Rishon, and they started the simcha already from Motzei Sukkot. V'chein b'kol yom v'yom miyamei cholo shel moed, and all through cholo moed, matchilin ma'achas shekriv v'tamid shel ben arbaim. As soon as they brought the afternoon tamid, they started lismach l'shara yom. For the rest of the day, they were b'simcha in kol alayla and the whole night long. This is, of course, what we call simchat beit ha'shoeva. Hey, chayta simcha. So, what did they do to this simcha? Achalil makar. They played the flute. Menagdim b'kino. They played the violin, the lute. Then ubenevalim, different kinds of stringed instruments. Ubebitzeltayim and the cymbals. We call echav echav a kli shir shehu yodel and nagim. Well, anyone who knew how to play a musical instrument would bring it along. Whatever they played, the accordion, this, that. Well, they didn't have accordions, but whatever. Well, misha yodel bepeh. If all you know how to do is sing, bepeh, then sing. Roiksim, they danced, umasabkim, umatabchim, umapazazim, umakarkarim, they would smack their thighs and clap their hands and whistle and sing. Kol echad ve'echad k'moshi yodea, everyone did what they could do. Va'omrim divrei shirus b'tishbachas, and they would sing and sing praise to Hashem. V'simchazo ein adochelos Shabbos v'lois v'yantzav. But they didn't do this on Shabbos and Yantzav does chol amoed. Now, mitzvah laharbos v'simchazo, and they did whatever they can to increase this simcha. V'loi haya oitzin oitza ame haaretz. And it wasn't really the ame haaretz that did it. chomish eris, and just anyone that fancied, ela gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'roshi ha-yeshivas v'ha-sanhedrin, all the roshi yeshiva, the sanhedrin, ha-chasidim, ha-zekeinim, v'anshei maizah, the greatest of the land, heim shehayu moragdim u'masabkin u'managdim, they are the ones that played and sang and clapped, u'masamchim b'migdash b'mei chag ha-sukkos on Sukkot. Aval kol ha'am, the rest of the people, ha-anashim v'anashim, the men and the women, kulam b'ayim li'rois v'lishma, they came to listen and sing along from the back. And the whole thing was enormously sympathetic. Now, this we know. No surprises there. Everybody on this Zoom, I'm sure, has a background. What is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? However, look at this last halacha that the Rambam throws in right at the end of Hilchas Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav. He says, and I want to tell you about Simcha in life, generally. Not just on Sukkot. He says the following. Let's look together. HaSimcha SheYismach Adam Ba'asiyat HaMitzvah. The simcha that a person is in when they do a mitzvah, uba avat ha'el, and when they have ahava, love for God, shit siva bahem, that we've been commanded, more about that in a minute, avodah gedolah hi. This mitzvah of simcha is an avodah gedolah. It's very interesting. This idea of simcha in life is not just an extra. It's an avodah gedolah. It's a very major work. If you stop yourself, if you don't enable yourself to have this simcha, says the Rambam, that person is deserving of punishment. And he quotes a pasuk that we'll have to think about during the shir, a pasuk from the Tochacha, Tachat asher lo avadata et Hashem Elokecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav mirof kol. Because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha, and with a full heart, from all the goodness that we had in life, this is why these things are happening. We'll come back to that in a second. V'chol ha-megiz da'at v'chol le'kavod la'atzma, it's someone who is too proud, or mitkavod be'enav, and is too important in their own eyes, b'makomes elu, chaseh, that's a big mistake. V'shoyteh, they're a fool. They have to get into it, they have to totally get into the simcha. V'alzeh hizhiz Shlomo, and Shlomo said, al titadeh lifnei melech, don't be too proud, don't be proud in front of the king. But anyone who can, in a sense, lower themselves but get into the simcha, will make el gufay and not be too focused on their own covered, the mekaymas eile, who ha gadol va hamukhobad ha oved me ava. That's someone who is worshipping through ava. They're in it for Hashem, not for themselves. The chen David HaMelech, the famous story when David was dancing wildly, etc. The ein ha gadol va ha covered eile lismoch livne Hashem. The real covered, the real gadula, covered in life, the real honor in life is Avat Hashem and Simcha in service of Hashem. Now, let's just think about what the Rambam has said there. This pasuk, Tachat Asher Lo Avadatei Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, we often think that where does this come from? Ivdu Et Hashem B'Simcha. We see it hundreds of times. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's number 2 on the source. Ivdu Et Hashem B'Simcha, Bo Lepana Barnana, sing, dance, serve Hashem B'Simcha. But that's not where it comes from. It comes from this pasuk in Dvarim. Tachat Asher Lo Avadatei Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha. Now, what's going on here? The Tochacha is horrendous. If you read the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, the most terrible, God forbid, the most terrible things that happened to the Jewish people, all through history, and these things have happened. That's why we say it quietly, we say it quickly. It's a scary, scary part of the Torah. But it doesn't tell us why. Why? Why is this happening to us? What is the central reason behind it? Except this pasuk, this verse in the middle, says this is why. Tachat Asher Lo Avadatei Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha. Because you did avodas Hashem, you did mitzvahs, but not with simcha, and because you didn't do them with simcha, says the Torah, so that's why these terrible calamities happen. So we're going to ask in a few minutes the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, how are the two commensurate? Just because I didn't do my mitzvahs with simcha, why does the Jewish people get this terrible punishment? But this, says the Rambam, is the central mitzvah in the Torah. Why it's in the negative, we'll see in a minute. Why doesn't it say, thou shalt love Hashem with simcha? It does say, ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, we will get there, but it doesn't say, you will have simcha, but it says, because you didn't have simcha, that's why these things happen. So this pasuk tucked away is highlighted by the Rambam in this little halacha at the end of Hilchas Lulav, where he says that simcha in life as a whole is fundamental. Now, of course, the mitzvah of simcha is mentioned many times in the Torah, and I've listed them for you on the sheet here. Mitzvah Simcha in Arba Minim, the Mitzvah Simcha when we eat Korbanos, Simcha when we eat Maaseh Sheni, Simcha on the Chagim, we'll come back to that in a second, to bring Simcha to one's wife, we'll talk about that in a few minutes as well, the Bikurim, the Mitzvah of Bikurim is the Simcha at Har Grizim, Har Eval. So there are many specific mentions of Simcha. In fact, I looked in the Concordance, the word Simcha is mentioned in the Torah 248 times. In the Tanakh, 248 times. I don't know if there's any relevance to that number 248, other than it happens to be the number of positive mitzvahs, which is interesting because there may be a connection. Let's assume that's a coincidence, but the mitzvah is mentioned many, many times. And just like, you know, we say that cultures that focus on a specific issue have lots of words for that issue. Famously, the Inuit North American native people have many words for snow, etc., etc. The English have any number of words for rain. You can trust me, the English can say the word rain in 100 different ways. The Jews have a lot of words for simcha. Gila, Ditsa, Rina, Chedva, Sason, Simcha, we're very into Simcha. To say that we kvetch so much, actually we're meant to be very much into Simcha. Despite the history of the Jewish people, and maybe the two, as we saw, are connected. So, the Chagim, just let me mention an important point. Why is the mitzvah of Simcha stressed on Sukkot? So, Rav Yoel ben Nun talks about this, and many others as well. The Torah never mentions Simcha on Pesach. It mentions it once on Shavuos, and it mentions it twice on Sukkot. V'samachta b'chakecha, atah ubincha, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, v'hayita achsameach. Why zero on Pesach, once on Shavuos, and twice on Sukkot? So the answer is obvious. If you're in an agricultural community, you've had a long, hard winter, the food is almost gone. Okay, the rains have fallen, Baruch Hashem, but you have very little to show for it. By Pesach, all you have is green shoots, the potential of a paycheck this year, but no more than green shoots, and they could die. And that's why it's Chag Aviv. Aviv doesn't mean spring in Hebrew. Aviv means buds. It's the festival of buds, and therefore, there is a mitzvah of Simcha there. The Chazal learn it out from the other Chagim as well, but there's no mention specifically in the Torah. We can just grab together a little bit of leftover food, put some dry matzah together, that's all we have left. By Shavuos, there's a grain harvest. Oh, it has to dry. It may all spoil. The fruit is just beginning to blossom on the trees. I really felt this year. I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot more time in my garden this year than I normally do. And I feel a lot more connected. Baruch Hashem, I'm very, very excited to have a garden. And I feel a lot more connected to to some of the, and I noticed on Shavuos the trees were just beginning to bud. And one windstorm can blow all the blossoms off the trees. And then it's gone. So it's tentative. It's not there yet. It's not money in the bank. There's a harvest, but it's chakakatsir. And therefore there is some simcha, but the rest is really waiting. By Sukkot, it's money in the bank. The paycheck, in classic biblical times, you got your paycheck once a year. Imagine if you worked the whole year and you got your paycheck once a year on Sukkot. However many tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars, money in the bank. The food is in the bank, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'hayita achsamech. Of course we can start worrying then about rain for next year. Okay, we have to worry about something. But Sukkot is the real chag of Simcha, because of that reality that people had in their lives. Let's move on a little bit. Ibdu et Hashem b'Simcha is the Tehillim version of this mitzvah we saw in the Torah. But we need to ask ourselves the question, where is the real mitzvah? The Maseilas Yesharim, in number 3, the Ramchal makes it very clear that the mitzvah is really subsumed within the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, which we really need to examine properly. And I want to give very constructive, focused ways of achieving this mitzvah during today's shir. He says here, "Unidaber Asa." Let's speak now. He says, "Me'inyan ha'ahava." Let's talk about ahavat Hashem, love of God. Va'anasa, and its subcategories, hein gimel, which are 3: ha'simcha, ha'dveikus, v'ha'kina. Simcha, dveikus, kina. We'll talk about some of these other issues later. But the Maseilas Yesharim clearly says that the mitzvah in the Torah of Simcha, the positive expression, is included in the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. V'hinei inyan ha'avahu, what does it mean to love God? We'll see in the Rambam as well soon. Shia Adam choshek, mitaveh mamash, someone has a real desire, el kivato, to be close to God, Yitbarach, v'rodeh b'chak kedusha to'am, they want to chase kedusha, making God more relevant in this world, that's kedusha. Okay, asher yirdof ish, acha hanechma, just like when you chase after the things that you're most interested in life, v'meno chenda aza, very strong, very dear, ad sheyi Allah has courage shmo yisbarach v'dibur v'hatbeitei latav, you want to talk about Hashem, v'eisek v'divrei Torah, you want to learn Torah, etc. always. She'oiseh, look what he says here, we'll see this in later, Shashua. It's like fun. We don't have a word in Hebrew for fun, by the way. We use the word kef, that's an Arabic word, okay? But the nearest is shashua, this sense of exciting, fun, energy, the oneg mamash, that it should be an absolute pleasure. Kemisha oyev et eshet ne'urav, like a young married couple feel together. A young husband, a young wife, having fun, having good times together. I mean, you can have good times, by the way, when you're an old married couple as well. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting you can't. But the difference is when you're fun, you're young, etc. Or b'no yichido, or how a person feels to their only son. Ahava chazaka. Hashafilu adibur bami yiyel b'nachat v'tani. Even speaking to this person just brings you simcha. Just being together. Now, we'll see. The Rambam, who of course is a rationalist, is going to also get emotional. Even the Rambam gets emotional about this issue. But certainly the Siddur Shesharim is talking about simcha and ava as the way that you would feel towards a young spouse, a child, etc. And he says, simcha here, ikka godol ba'avoda. Now, the Chasam Sofer, I spent, just so you know, about an hour and a half hunting down this Chasam Sofer. I saw a reference to it. The Chasam Sofer comes in and says, in his Perush on the Torah, let me give you a chiddush. What is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy does, or a bat mitzvah girl does when they turn bar mitzvah? So normally, what do we answer? What's the first mitzvah a bar mitzvah boy does? Kriya Shema. They say the Shema and marriage. Oh, says the Chasam Sofer, no. You've forgotten a very important mitzvah. The first mitzvah, look here, Amarati Shizeu Mitzvah Rishonah Shemakayim Hanar, the very first mitzvah we perform in life when we turn bar bat mitzvah, Miyad B'Knisa Shnat Yudaled, when a boy turns 13, B'Tzeta Kochovim, when the stars come out, Husas V'Sameach Shizokhe L'Kabel Ol Mitzvah Hashem L'Kabel. It's the mitzvah of Simcha. That mitzvah comes before the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I wonder how many bar mitzvah boys or bat mitzvah girls have been told this. That just as they approach their 12th or 13th birthday, they're told, you know something, we're just about to get ready for your first mitzvah. Your first mitzvah is to feel simchas hachaim, to feel happy, to feel excited, to feel a sense of energy. The hasimcha, he mitzvahs ase doraisa, the chasam sofa, and he's not a chassid. You don't have to be a chassid to dance in the street. The hasimcha, he mitzvahs ase doraisa, the simcha is a positive Torah mitzvah. La avdoi besimcha ubetuvlei mirovko. I won't go through the rest of the Chasam Sofer now. I'll leave it for you to look at a little bit yourself. He talks about why it's not explicit. You can't order us to be besimcha. But if we do it on our own, if you like, from our own volition, that's when the simcha becomes a real thing. So that's a little chiddush of the Chasam Sofer on the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah girl does. Okay, fine. How does it work? Let's raise the question, why indeed does the Jewish people, God forbid, get such punishment if they don't serve Hashem b'simcha? So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, raises this question and says the following. Number 5 here. This is a fascinating source here in his Likutei Torah on Parshas Tazria. V'hein yinihin eksiv tachas asher lo avad Hashem l'kecha b'simcha, u'betuv leivav mirov kol v'avad et asher v'echa. Why? Why is this so central? L'ch'ayra, it seems, he says. Mashma afal pisha oivid elukim. Even though we do mitzvahs, we do our avodah Hashem. Rak she'ein avodah besimcha v'tov leivav. We just don't do it with simcha. Azai yumshach ha'onesh. We get this terrible punishment. Va'avar tet oivecha. We serve our enemies. V'zein imuvan. He says, I don't understand. Ki mipnei ma yiyah ha'onesh hamar hazeh machmat chizoran ha'simcha levad. Really? Can we warrant such a terrible punishment because of just a lack of simcha? He says, I'll tell you, no, you've misunderstood simcha. Ha'inyin kamashka savna, the following. Everybody sins. Everybody does aveiros. It's built in. It's built into the universe. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. That's a human condition. U'machmat zeh nimshach ha'einesh. Punishment comes because of sin. Ah, okay, we have the yud gimel midot ha'rachamim that they can hold off, if you like. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachu v'chanun. They can hold off punishment despite sin. But nevertheless, punishment and sin go together. The afal piken ilu haya oivet as Hashem b'simcha. But if we're able to do the mitzvahs with simcha shel mitzvah, he godol koyach simcha zo shema orer ha simcha lamala kiviyocha. The power of simcha is that the simcha that we have when we perform the mitzvahs brings a reaction, a chain reaction of simcha, whatever that means, on high. The hima vatelet hadinim, and that is what stops the punishment coming. You can call it rachamim, you can call it many different things. But our simcha creates a heavenly simcha, and that keeps us from receiving, God forbid, the punishment. Okay? But if you didn't serve Hashem with simcha, it's not the lack of simcha that causes the punishment. The punishment is natural, it's built in. It's the simcha which can protect from the punishment. Okay? And that's why the Sefer Charedim, who is pre-Chassidut, but nevertheless goes in these themes, says, she'ikas schar mitzvah ala simcha. It's not like, I do a mitzvah, that's nice, I did it. If I do it with simcha, that's an extra. No. The schar for the mitzvah is the simcha. The portion which is real in Olam Haba is the simcha. Ein simcha prat nosaf b'mitzvah. It's not just like an extra thing. Again, these ideas may seem obvious, but they're not obvious to people. If you do a mitzvah, it seems to be saying here, if we do a mitzvah, we just do it to be yotzer, then we really didn't do the mitzvah. It's like, a mitzvah without a kavanah is like a goof without a neshama. Therefore, what we have is a goof, and that doesn't actually achieve what we're trying to do. Now, let's move this forwards into something more concrete. Let's talk in a more focused, specific way about how we do this mitzvah simcha, because we can see here it's so fundamental to when we do every mitzvah that we do. Simchat Torah, let's talk about that for 5 minutes or so. Simchat Torah is a fascinating chag. There is no mention, obviously, of Simchat Torah in the Torah. It's a late comer in terms of the chagim. There is, of course, Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret is mentioned as the eighth day of the festival of Sukkot. But around the 10th, 11th century, the minhag of Shmini Atzeret, of Simchat Torah, began to evolve. Of course, one of the issues was there are different ways in which the Torah was read. The Gemara in Megillah talks about the minhag in Babel was to read the Torah every year. So you naturally came to a finishing point once a year, and they made that coincide with Simchat Torah. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to finish the Torah every 3 years. So there was no finishing point on an annual basis. The Torah is divided into 154 parashiyot. You divide those by three, and I actually brought you a footnote, if you're interested, at the bottom of the page. I brought you a footnote to a scholarly article in the Jewish Quarterly Review as to how the triennial cycle works. In the modern day world, the conservative movement also reads the Torah every 3 years, but they've created a completely different way of reading it. The original way of the triennial cycle is literally they read a little bit of each parsha, okay, each week, until they eventually finished after 3 years. But what's fascinating is that even those people who were reading every 3 years ended up going for Simchat Torah. Have a look in the Rambam, number 8. Haminag HaPoshet, says the Rambam, what do we do? Haminag HaPoshet B'chol Yisrael, Shemashlimim Et HaTorah B'Shana Achad, we finish the Torah every year, Matchilim B'Shabbat Achah Chag HaSukkot. So we start with the Shabbos Breishes after Sukkot. V'Korim V'Holchin Al HaSedah Azeh, Ad Shigomrim Et HaTorah B'Chag HaSukkot. And we all finish the Torah on Chag HaSukkot. Don't forget, Simchat Torah is a product of Second Day Yom Tov. That's why in Israel, Simchat Torah Shmini Atzeret is so strange, because Simchat Torah evolved in Chutz La'aretz, when there was a second day of Yom Tov. It was never meant to go together with Shmini Atzeret. It was meant to come after Shmini Atzeret. So now in Israel, we have this very strange Shmini Atzeret, where all the mitzvahs of Shmini Atzeret, and Tfilat Geshem, and all the mitzvahs of Simchat Torah, and Yizkor, it's all together. So says the Rambam, the minhag was very much to read the Torah every year. The Yesh Misha Mashlim Et HaTorah B'Shalosh Shanim, there are still, said, those who finish every 3 years, they're in a minhag posha, but it's not very widespread. However, Binyamin of Tudela, when he went traveling, he observes the following. In Cairo, he says, there are two synagogues. One for those from Israel, and one for those from Babel. Interesting, in Cairo in the 12th century, there were two minhagim. There was the Eretz Israel Jews, who read every 3 years, and there were the Babel Jews, who read every year. They observed different customs with regard to the reading of the portions in the Torah. The communities from Babylon read a portion every week, as they do in Spain, thus completing the Torah every year. But the communities in Israel do not follow this practice. Rather, they divide each portion into three sections, finish the Torah every 3 years. However, he says, there is amongst them a custom to join together and pray on the day of Simchat Torah and on the day of Matan Torah. So even those who every 3 years finished the Torah still celebrated Simchas Torah. They got together. It's a little bit like, you know, in where I live in Alan Shvud, so there's the Sephardi Shul and the Ashkenazi Shul. So every year on Simchas Torah we get together and we dance together. I mean, this year we'll all be dancing in a slightly strange, socially distanced way in the park. But okay, that also could be fun. We'll find a way to do it. But the you see here, this is a very old idea, that the shuls came together, and even those who finished the Torah every 3 years finished on Simchas Torah as well, or at least celebrated on Simchas Torah. They didn't finish there. What's this got to do with anything? Because it goes to the root of the issue of Simcha. What is Simcha? Look at this beautiful source in number 10, and this is going to open up an entire Hashkafic world, which I'm not going to go into in detail, but I want to introduce here so that you can think about it, and please send me an email every time you think of something that fits this pattern. Look at this quite famous Midrash in number 10. Amar Rav Alexandri. Masha lemelech shebat lo simcha kol shivat yimei ha-mishta. Okay, it's about the simcha. And there was a king who had a simcha. Kol shivat yimei ha-mishta haya benoi shalemelech tarechim aruchim. The king's son was working with all the guests for this enormous feast, like Achashverosh, 6, 7 days. The cave in Shiyatsu, Shivas Yamim HaMishta, and when they finished the 7 day feast, Amar HaMelech Lebanon, Yodea, Ani, Shekol Shivas Yimei HaMishta, Haita Torech Ima Orochim. I know you've been busy working for 7 days with all of the guests. Achshav, Ani Va'acha Nismach Yom Echad, let's just have a special private, you know, personal family one day. Ve'eni Matriach Alech Arabe, I'm not going to ask you to do too much. Ela Tul Tarigol Echad, just one chicken, Litra Achad Shal Basar, a little bit of meat, a little bit of chicken. I'm sure this is well known to most people here. All 7 days of the Chag, Yisrael asukin v'korbaseihem shel umat ha'olam. We work for the rest of the world. Da'amar apinchas kol oisin shivim parim, the 70 cows that we bring, the 70 bulls, shehau Yisrael makrim v'chag keneged shivim umat. They're for the 70 nations of the world. Kevan sheyavtsu shivas yimei ha'chag, when we finish the 7 days of the Chag, Amar kodesh baruch Yisrael akshav ani ve'atam nismach yachad. Let's just have a quiet, separate day. Ein matrich aleichem harbe. You don't have to do too much. Parechad ba'ayil echad. This is a big contrast. I'm sure you're aware that Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeret, the korban is the same as the korban for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Not the same as the korban for the rest of the Chagim, and not the same as the korban for the rest of Sukkot. It's a small, private korban. So fine, that's Shmini Atzeret. Now, Kevan Shishami is, here's the key. When the Jewish people hear this, when they receive this special day of Chag, they begin to praise and sing and praise Hashem, and they say, this is the day that God has made. Nagila, let us celebrate. V'nismacha, let us be happy. By the way, Yom Kippur. Remember they have Torah on Yom Kippur? Gilu v'simchu. The idea of Nagila v'nismacha. Nagila v'nismacha bo. Now, what does it mean, bo? Amar Rabbi Avin, ein anu yodim b'malismach. I don't know what bo means. It could be the day. Let us celebrate the day, nismacha bo. Or it could be, let us celebrate Hashem. Im b'yom, im b'kodesh baruch hu. I don't know what this means, this posik in Hallel. Nagila v'nismacha bo. Bar Shlomo, Shlomo comes and says, no, nagila v'nismacha bach. We are, our excitement, our simcha, our gila, our celebration is in you. It's in God. And then the Medrash finishes with a very enigmatic statement. Bach b'toratach, in your Torah. Bach b'shuatach, in your salvation, in your guidance of the world. And Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bach b'etzim v'shteim otia shekitata lano Torah. And Bach bet chaf, with the 22 letters of the Torah. And in fact, this opens up, and again, I can do no more than open the door. I would ask you to walk through into this amazing world. The three ways that we really celebrate the Ahava that we have, and we'll give specific examples soon, is this threefold division. Bach b'toratach, God is the giver of the Torah. Bach b'yishuatach, God as the God of history, the God of salvation and geula. And Bach, the God of creator, that God creates the world through the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. I've referred you to the introduction to the Art Scroll Siddur, very interesting way where Rav Nosson Sherman builds on that. And in fact, this threefold way of exciting and energizing ourselves in Ahavas Hashem and Simcha, you see here, I brought you a little table. This is a big theme in Judaism. We relate to God as the creator of the world, as the giver of the Torah, and as the God of history. And we do this in so many ways. Think of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. The focuses of those Chagim. Pesach, the creation of the Jewish people. Shavuot, the giving of the Torah. Sukkot, the protection of the people. Think of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Think of our Shabbos davening. Friday night is focused on God as creator. Shabbos morning is focused as God as giver of the Torah. Shabbos afternoon is God as the God of Geulah, as protector and the guider of the world. Malchiot, Shofrot, Zichronot, the brachas of Kriya Shema. This is a very important Jewish structure. The Ikrim, the Rambam's 13 Ikrim divide exactly in this way. Numbers 1 through 5 is understanding God as creator, 6 through 9, God as giver of the Torah, and 10 through 13 as God as the guider of the world and ultimately the bringer of Mashiach, etc. So this is a very critical idea, which again, I'm not going to speak about much more, but this is where Simchas Torah fits into this in a very significant way, because Simchas Torah is a way of expressing these ideas, Shmini Atzeret, Simchas Torah, and understanding that the Simcha has to be very directed. Now, of course, there's a lot to say about this. I haven't got time to talk about everything. I brought you a couple of sources here, which I will not get into, where we talk about the Simcha of the Jewish people and God as a man and wife. We saw that already. There's this beautiful idea of the Kruvim. That look for a second in number 12. B'shah Sheha Yisrael Olim L'Regel, says the Gemara in Yuma. When the Jewish people came on Aliyah L'Regel, Megalalim Lahem Et HaParochas. They pulled back the Parochas. They opened the doors, they pulled back the Parochas. Umari Lahem Et HaKruvim Shehayu Ma'oirin Zebazeh. And they saw the Kruvim which were in embrace with each other. For Omerim, they said to the people, Ru'uch chibatchem lifnei amokam. Kechibat zachav v'nekeva. Our love for God, this is very interesting. Avinu, Makenu, that's the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur theme, God is the father, God is the king, but God is the spouse, the Ahava, that is the Sukkot theme. And the Gemara even brings a pasuk here that talks about the Kruvim embracing each other. Rashi says here, here it says, like a man with a woman that he loves. Rashi says, "Hanidbag bechibug beishtoy bein zrotav," that the wife and the husband are embracing arm in arm. That is the kruvim. That is the symbolism of the love of the Jewish people for Hashem and Hashem's love for them. Fine. Let's talk for the last 25 minutes about structured understanding of Avat Hashem. Because, excuse me. Choking on my chamomile tea is not to be recommended. Because I should have had whiskey in the end anyway. Okay, fine. The Avat Hashem is one of a set of mitzvot that we don't often think about, which are called the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiot. And the Sefer Achinuch introduces this idea, and it's brought right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The very first Bir Halacha, which is the Mishnah Berurah, the same person, he says, you've got to understand this. That most mitzvahs come and go, but six mitzvahs come and they never leave. Every waking moment that we are alive and conscious, from the minute we turn bar or bat mitzvah, these six mitzvot apply. That's why they call the sheish mitzvot tamidiot. And we need to just be aware of them, because we sometimes forget about the background noise of these mitzvot in our lives. I've listed them here in D. They are Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah to understand, know, believe in, and try and work out the meaning of God. The mitzvah of Lo Yilecha, that there are no other sources to truth that we can find other than through God. That Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that God is all-encompassing, undefinable. Avat Hashem, which we'll talk about now, Yirat Shamayim, and Lo Taturu Le'achre Levafim Va'achre Enechem, not to be distracted by those things in life which take us away from these objectives. These are six mitzvahs which apply every moment. They apply when we're sitting in the house, when we're going to the makkah, when we're changing the kids' diapers. They apply when we're at work, when we're in a meeting, when we're everything. And therefore, it's important not to forget that these are mitzvahs which are like form the matrix. They're halachas, they're halachic issues. The Rambam talks about them in his books of halacha, but they're also deeply hashgafic as well. So what I want to do for the remainder of the shiur is talk generally about Avat Hashem. Again, something we've never talked about, because we see that is where Simcha comes from. And then I want to give you 9 specific ways that the Halacha talks about achieving Avat Hashem. We can't obviously go into them in depth, but at least we will give them the Rosh Prakim, and we'll move on from there. First of all, general ideas. Number 30. Shema Yisrael. What can be more fundamental? The first pasuk we teach a kid. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What is it followed by? V'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha. We have a mitzvah to love Hashem. V'chol levavcha, uv'chol nafshecha, uv'chol miyodecha. Now that's pretty extreme. With all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Not just half measures. We have to be 100% invested. We and next, number 14, the avat Hashem Elokecha lishmo b'kolo ledavka bo, like devik. We have to glue ourselves in some way to God. Ki hu chayecha, v'yorech yamecha. This is our source of life in so many ways. And just as we saw with Simcha, avat Hashem is not like just another aspect, but it's part of every mitzvah. Look at the chinuch again. Shorish mitzvah zo yadua. This mitzvah of Ava. Shelo yikaima other mitzvahs Hashem Baruch Hu yafa rak ba'ava sa'asa. You can't do any mitzvah without doing it ba'ava. You can't do any mitzvah in a real sense. Just like we saw the Alter Rebbe said that if you do a mitzvah without simcha, that it's not really a mitzvah. It's not real. It doesn't have any real schar. So too, if you do the mitzvah, if you like, without Ava, then that is not... that is not really the mitzvah. We're not really fulfilling the mitzvah. Let's just look at the Rambam when he describes Ahava. Often the Rambam is portrayed as a bit cold, a bit elitist. And yes, he can be a little bit elitist in some aspects of theology. But look at this very, very emotional and energized halacha here in Hilchos Tshuva. Number 16, let's look together. Very important. Kate said, "Hi Avaruya, what does it mean to have the appropriate love for Hashem, which is a mitzvah on every one of us, all the time?" Hashem Ma'od. The Rambam's not being paid by the word, I can assure you. If he says Gdola Yitera Azam Ma'od, he really wants to emphasize it. Ashitaya Nashok Shuraba Avat Hashem, until our whole soul is embraced, is tied up in this, the Ninsa Shogeba Samid, we're almost intoxicated with it. Just like infatuation. Having a crush on somebody. What it feels like, says the Rambam, when you have an obsessive feeling towards another person, which, by the way, is not the basis for a successful marriage. The mitzvah when it comes to other people, ultimately, is not obsession. It's the ahavta le'riecha. Is we have to be doing things for other people. That's the mitzvah between people. With Hashem, it's the ahavta et. Hashem Elokecha, it's much more direct. She'ein da'ato p'nuyu me'avas ois te'ishu. When a man and a woman feel that way about each other, they can't get out of their minds. Who shogi ba'samit, he's obsessed with her. Ben b'shivtoi, ben b'kumai, when he gets up, when he sits down, ben b'sha'a, shehu oichel, he can't eat, shoite, can't drink, shoite. Yetem izeti ya'avas Hashem b'leiv o'ava. More than this, more than infatuation, has to be the love of a Jew for Hashem. Shogi ba'samit, he's constantly obsessed with God. I'm lovesick. I'm sick. It's like a disease. I feel sick with love. The whole of Shira Shirim, of course, is a mashal for this. Now, we have to feel like this, at the same time be normal. You know, we can't just be dancing on vans all the time and singing in a slightly dazed state. That's not what it's meant to be. We're meant to be normal human beings, but somehow integrate this level of passion into our lives. I couldn't resist bringing you this piece from the Rav Simcha Raz's An Angel Among Men about Rav Kook, where Rav Kook was, I think he was here with Rav Chalap. It says, "One winter evening it was cold enough to freeze the blood in one's veins. Everything was frozen, ice formed on the window panes, darkness prevailed, and the clouds covered everything with an ashen grey. I went up to see the Rav. His house was pitch dark. Everyone was asleep apart except for the Rav, Rav Kook. He moved around his small room in passion. For a while he didn't take notice of me, but then he approached me and gave me his hand. It was completely frozen. Yet with a burning enthusiasm, glowing eyes and a fiery countenance, he asked me, 'Tell me, is it the same with you?' 'What do you mean?' I asked. It's a bit scary, this encounter. He said, 'I am completely consumed with a burning love for Hashem. Do you feel the same way?' To which I assume the answer was, 'Well, no, not right now, but like, how do I get there? How do I achieve this?'" So what I want to do just for the last 15 minutes is give 9 specifics. Because it's all very well talking about this in theory. How can we actually generate, and again, the Rambam will say to us, we can't generate emotion just through manipulating our emotions. We have to generate it through real action and real thought. meaning if you cry at the end of a movie because everybody died, that's manipulation. You know, nobody died. I assure you. Every 5 minutes after the end of the movie, you know, they said, like, take five, everyone went for a burger. So why are you crying? You're crying because someone's manipulating the emotions in your mind. Says the Rambam, we need to manipulate our emotions through real things, through real actions, through real Avodas Hashem, and that can only be done if we know what we're doing. So here are the nine. There are more than nine, but here are the nine that I want to suggest. First of all, learning Torah. The Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvot quotes the Sifrei. The Lashon of Sifrei is as follows. The Fishin Emai says, V'yahavta is Hashem Elokecha, you have to love God. How can I love God? We're all used to saying the way you love is you give, right? Have. The root of Ava is have. It's to give to other people. That's how you love other people. I can't give anything to God, so I'm stuck. What can I do? How can I love God without being able to do anything but take? Talmud Lomer, the next line. It's by learning Torah. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in its fundamental sense of communion with God, experiencing God, that's Talmud Torah. That's what Talmud Torah is. Of course, there's practical things we have to learn how to do, mitzvahs, etc. That's not really Talmud Torah. Our ultimate act of communion with God is Talmud Torah. And therefore, we should try and develop some excitement and energy and hitlavos with Talmud Torah, which allows us to do that. That's the first thing. The second is the following. Performing mitzvot lishma. And the Rambam again, Hilchos Tshuva. Let's look here at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Number 19. Ha'oved mi ahava. If you want to serve Hashem through ahava, oisek b'torah mitzvot v'hoylech b'nesivas ha'chochma, then you should learn Torah, do mitzvahs, lo mipnei davar sheba oylem, not because of some other extraneous concern. Lo mipnei yirat hara, not because we're scared that if we don't do the mitzvahs, we'll suffer. But like today, li rasha tova, and not because we want olam haba. Ela oisei ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. We have to do it because it's the right thing to do. The sefer Torah lo b'gala, and at the end, we'll get what we get. That's not the motivation. U'mala zohi mala gadoi lama'ar, this is a very important mila. Ve'ein kol chacham zochila, not everyone can get there. Himalas Avram Avinu, shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohavo. Okay? Ve'himala shetzivanu ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everyone has to try and do this. Ve'alidei Moshe Nehemiah, it says, ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. This is our mitzvah. U'bizman she'yov adam es Hashem, ahava ru'uyeh, miyad yetzah kol mitzvah mi'ahava. Now, he says, kala oisek b'torah kedei l'kabel tzchara. If we do things for the wrong reason, that is mitzvah shalolishma, Torah shalolishma. The kala oisek ba lo liyirav lo lekabel tzchara el mipnei ha'avat adon. If we do it for the good reason, for the right reasons, because of our energy and excitement, okay, etc. Then harizeh oisek ba lishma. Ah, what if you can't get there? Ba'amre chachamim lo oylem yasok adam b'torah afilu shalolishma shemitzoch shalolishma ba lishma. Take it till you make it. Says the Rambam, we can't all be dancing in the streets in our shmiras mitzvahs. So at least we should do what we can do, shalai lishma, so it will bring us to lishma. The problem with this is, you can spend your whole life shalai lishma, hoping that it'll get to lishma, and it never gets there. That's the problem. I brought you a piece of Heschel. Rav Avraham Yeshua Heschel says here, based on Chassidus, obviously, I'll leave you to read this piece on your own. It's a very fascinating piece. So Heschel says here that look at the first line. Lifnei Baal Shel HaBaal Shem Tov, before the Baal Shem Tov came along, Nagu Lehitnachem, we used to basically take comfort in the answer, B'teiretz Mitov Shel Olishma Balishma. Okay, we'll fake it till we make it. And the Baal Shem Tov, he says after that, told us, you know something, you can spend your whole life faking it and never make it. It doesn't happen. You have to leap into Avas Hashem, and not just hope for the best. And at the end, he says that actually doing mitzvah shaloi lishma, which is a pretty scary Kabbalistic thing he says, actually that all that feeds is the sitra achra. It feeds the dark side. A mitzvah which is done shaloi lishma is not even a mitzvah. In fact, it's negative. It's just feeding the forces of negativity in the world and not doing what we're meant to be doing. So somehow working out what it means to do a mitzvah lishma and not just hoping that it'll happen one day automatically. That's part of our avodah of Ahavat Hashem, which is part of the whole mitzvah of Simcha. So again, we need to sit down and think, what is it that we do? What mitzvahs do we do? And how can we do them lishma? How can we do them with more energy, with more excitement, with more verve, with more enthusiasm, and not just in a rote kind of way that we always do? That's why this is all part of Hilchos Tshuva. This is the Tshuva mi'ahava coming at the end of the process. Okay, that's number two. Number three, contemplation. The Rambam clearly says that the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem means, here a mitzvah shlishish hishizvan la'avo, v'hushe nitbonen, hitbonenut. Focus, contemplation, analysis, the naskil seichel, mitzvotav, understanding the mitzvahs, pulatav, and Hashem's actions, actually the sigeu, v'nit anig v'hasigosav. Until we can get pleasure from grasping God, tachlit ha'otanog, the most pleasure we can get in life, zotia ava mukhiyavet. And therefore, one of the things that the Rambam, clearly as a rationalist, understands, is that the more we try and work on what God is, and understand what it means to be in a relationship with God, not in a fluffy way, but in a very structured, thought-through way, that is the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. It can bring us to Ahavat Hashem. It's also, by the way, for the Rambam, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Not getting there now. The mitzvah of Anochi is to do the best we can to understand what God is. Even though we'll never fully understand, we have to try. Look what he says, number 22. Davar Yadua. A lot of Rambam on today's sheet. Davar Yadua Oboro. It's absolutely clear. She'ein Ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikshar B'Libo Shel Adam Ad She'yishke Bo Tamim. We have to focus on God. Karoi, the yards of Kol Mashiva Oil and Chutz Mimena. We have to leave aside nonsense. Kamoshi Tzivava Amah B'Chol Levavcha O'B'Chol Nafshecha. The Eina Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'Dad She'idiyehu. Our love of God is commensurate with our understanding of God, he says. Al pi hadea tiyeh ha'ava. The more knowledge, the more understanding, the more love. Im ma'at ma'at, im harbeh harbeh. The more we understand, even though, and it's a bit of a cop-out to say, oh, we'll never fully understand. The Ramban talks about that. He says that's just a Yetzer Hara. To say we'll never fully understand God is obviously a truism. That doesn't excuse us from the mitzvah to do everything we possibly can to try. And he says the Ramban, that's a way to come to Ahavat Hashem. So that's the third way. In fact, I brought you Rav Tzadok HaKohen, number 23, who says that's why we read Kohelet on Sukkot. Kohelet says, Hevel Havalim, we should set aside, get rid of all the stupidities that are stopping us from doing this. Again, that doesn't mean that you have to live a life of constant intensity. Most of us can't do that. We need to relax. We need to have a cup of tea. We need to maybe watch a movie. Oh, that's okay, that's fine. That can be worked in to a holistic life. But the idea of setting aside stuff which is distracting, that's part of our Hashem. Four, says the Rambam, learning science. At the very end of Hilchos Tshuva, he says, Tzarech ha'adam liyached atzma, number 25, a person has to set aside time, lahavin ulahaskil b'chokhmas utzfunas hamodim lo etkona, to try and understand the wisdoms, the science, the physics, the biology, that helps us to understand the Creator. Kifikach sheyesh v'adam, as much as we have the ability to do that. And therefore, famously, the Rambam says that studying natural sciences is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem. Or it can be. It can be. The question is, how far does that go? What about studying history? We'll see in a minute. Yes, studying social sciences. How far and how much time? And of course, that goes to the issue which we've talked about in this shir of Torah or Mada. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, Alav Shalom, talks about the issue in great length in his book Torah or Mada. What does it mean to combine the study of Torah and the study of secular topics in a way which will together increase our Ahavat Hashem? And he talks about this Rambam at length and analyzes this and works out how it can be done in an authentic way without distracting us from the religious aspects of it. So yes, learning science, maybe learning other Limudei Chol, can be a fulfillment of Ahavat Hashem if done properly. Fine. Very important to stress, I think, to children. Ahavat Hashem, and maybe this is the bar mitzvah boy, bat mitzvah boy line, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ahavat Hashem is achieved through appreciating what it means to be part of Jewish history. Part of the Jewish people. The Hashkacha miyuchedet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the terrible times, through the wonderful times. That is Ahavat Hashem. It's another kind of Ahavat Hashem. It's the excitement of being Jewish. that it's great to be Jewish. It's exciting to be Jewish. It's a roller coaster ride to be Jewish, but it's full of energy. And that message, which of course famously Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it was the message of Shver Sezayin Yid, which was largely responsible for the mass leaving of Judaism by many, many, many generations of people in America. It's not Shver Sezayin, I mean, sometimes it's not easy, yes, and sometimes it's not straightforward at all, but it's exciting and energizing. That's also Avos Hashem. Number six, people don't like talking about this one. The Mishnah Brura brings down the Bir Halacha that one of the key fulfillments of Avos Hashem is not to be materialistic, is not to focus on money and covered as a goal in life. Look, he says here, HaKoveya, he discusses all the six mitzvahs to medias. He says, HaKoveya et machshavtei, b'inyanim hagashmiim, if we focus our life and our minds, focus HaKoveya on gashmias, obviously we all have to have gashmias, you can't live without it. Ein kemach, ein Torah. But if we focus on it, ubehevle ha'olam, and on the nonsense of the world, shaloi l'shem shamayim, rak lehitaneg, we just want to enjoy it, or lehasig covered, or to get covered, bitl aseh. This is a breach of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the onsher godel. It's a terror, and the punishment is terrible. A focus on materialism. And therefore that needs to be taught to all Jews, that money is not the focus of life. That is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And the last three, I just want to focus on these for a second. Avos Hashem hu kiddush Hashem. Let's just look at 28 together, and then the last two I'll just mention outside. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, says the Gemara, she'yehishem shemayim mitaheva yadcha. One of the ways we fulfill Avos Hashem is other people look at us and say, psh, what a kiddush Hashem. If a person learns Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Tav, well, Mishanei Shemin Chachamim, they sit in yeshiva for years, and they're honest in business, in Abrius, and they're nice to other people. Ma Abrius Omer Salav, what do people say about them? Ashrei Avim Shelimda Torah. How lucky is that father who taught that son Torah? Ashrei Rabbi Shelimda Torah. How happy, how lucky is the Rav that taught this person Torah? Oilahem lebriya shaloi lam the Torah. What a disgrace for people who never learned Torah. Pliny shalom the Torah. This guy who learned Torah. Ra'u kama na'im drachav. Look how nice he is. Look how pleasant he is. Kama mutukani masav. Look how put together as a person. Aval misha koire v'shaniv as mashamish tamin chachamim. But someone who sits for years in yeshiva. Ve'ein masav matma ba'emunah. But they don't deal honestly in business. Ve'ein dibura nachas imabris. And they don't talk nicely with other people. Ma'abris omrit alav. What do people say? Oy loy leplani shalim haTorah. What is a lam haTorah? What a disgrace. Look at what learning Torah does. They just sit there and they learn Torah all day and they don't become honest people, nice people. This is Avos Hashem. This is not just a nice idea, Kiddush Hashem. This is Avos Hashem. We fulfill the mitzvah of loving God through being an example to the best we can to other people to bring them closer. And the final two are Mesirut Nefesh. So the Gemara in Bracha says, why does it say we should love Hashem with all of our? It says here, Rabbi Elazar Omer, im ne b'chol nafshecha v'lama l'cha b'chol miyodecha. If it's with our lives, why with our money? It says because some people find it difficult to give up their money. Some people find it more difficult to give up their comfort. Whatever is difficult for us to give up, if we have to give up, we have to do it l'shem shamayim, and that's another fulfillment of v'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Baruch Hashem, it's rare that anyone is required to give up their life, but even that, in this situation, but in everyday life, to be able to do our mitzvahs without being embarrassed. I brought you the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, who says there that one of the first halachas in Shulchan Aruch is that we should do mitzvahs without being embarrassed, without even if people mock, even if people make fun. That's the Mesirut Nefesh of the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. And finally, I brought you a Rambam here that says that just when you love somebody, you want to introduce them to your friends. If you have a fiance, you want to introduce her to all your friends. This is my fiance. Meet whoever it is. You want other people to like them. So too, if you're really in love with Hashem, says the Rambam, you want other people to be introduced. And therefore, the mitzvah of outreach, the mitzvah of Kirov Rechaikim, is one of the aspects of that is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, and he quotes Avram Avinu, Es HaNefesh HaSheh Asu B'Charan, that Avram Avinu was Ohavi, was very much the one which was beloved by God and the lover of God. He was the one that was the outreach, the Kiruv rabbi of his generation. And therefore, there you have nine different ways, in a very concrete way, of fulfilling the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, whether it's through learning Torah, whether it's through performing mitzvah lishma, or through understanding God, through studying science, through being part of Jewish history and the Jewish people, through avoiding materialism, through being a Kiddush Hashem, through Mesiras Nefesh, and through Kiruv Rechaikim. These are all very concrete ways of achieving Ahavat Hashem, an incredibly difficult thing to achieve. But one, which clearly, this is the time of year to focus on that. And that's why it's in Hilchos Tshuva, that's why it's central to Sukkos. It's not just about Simcha, it's about developing this deep relationship with Simcha that allows us, Be'ezrat Hashem, to imbue all our mitzvahs and all our interactions with other people with this level of Simcha. It's really hard. I find this hard as an individual, but I wanted to learn this with you because for me it's a good limud, and hopefully for the time of year it's extremely apposite, and Simchas Torah is the time, and Sukkot is the time when we really focus on this the most. So there we are, a very brief canter through Ahavat Hashem. Hopefully it was useful and helpful and interesting and maybe even inspiring. In a couple of weeks from now, I want to completely change tack. Be'ezrat Hashem, I want to get back into Bereishis and Noach, and I want to talk about some completely different things. I want to talk a little bit about evolution and creation. I'd like to talk about flood narratives in other stories as well, in other cultures. Talk a little bit about biblical criticism. There's so much to talk about, but that's coming up, please God, 2 weeks from now. But for now, I wish you a Chag Sameach, and hopefully Simchas Torah will be able to be B'Simcha a little bit, maybe in a different way, and you should be happy and healthy, please God, and I'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Good Yom Tov to everybody, and thank you for being on the chat.
Good Yom Tov, thank you very much.
Good Yom Tov, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you soon, please God. All the best.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.